103.2 Dublin City FM, and I'm with Dr. Claire Hayes of Aware. You tell us your job title.
Thanks, Brian. I work as clinical director with Aware.
This Christmas, New Year's period can be a difficult time for most people. What advice and what tips would you have for them?
You're right. I think the first tip would be for people to actually acknowledge that it can be difficult. We all put ourselves under so much pressure. We expect to feel happy all the time. And then if we don't, we worry about it. We compare how we are feeling to everybody else. And a lot of us really don't realise that loads of people find Christmas challenging. Maybe it's the first Christmas without someone that we've loved. We might be experiencing upset, sadness, anger around that. It could be that someone we love is away. Or it could be that for whatever reason, financial difficulties, of course, is an obvious one, that people are struggling. So it's really acceptable that people will have moments where they experience difficulties. So that would be the first tip, for people to acknowledge that there are moments that are difficult.
Is there anything else that will help people through this time?
Yes, very definitely. Having acknowledged that there are moments that are difficult, the second step then would be to ask for support. There is support there from family, from friends, from the Samaritans, from Aware. There is the Aware website, www.aware.ie, has a load of information on helping people deal with whatever is going on for them, be more gentle towards themselves. There are lectures that have been given on a monthly basis in St. Pat's Hospital. There's an archive of the lectures over the past 2 years. So I would encourage people to ask for help, to reach out and ask for it.
Your first tip, to me, it sounded like you're saying people should lower their expectations about being uber happy over Christmas and into New Year. Is it a case that things like being on Facebook, where we only see our friends' positive messages all the time, makes us expect that we all have to be as happy as our friends? But that's not real, is it?
That's a really, really interesting point. I think sometimes we all portray an image of ourselves that we would like that might not be true. And depression is very common. It's actually very, very common. 1 in 10 people are reported as experiencing depression. But if you were to get a group of 30 people in a room, probably 30 of them would look as if they're having a wonderful time. So I don't know really about the lowering expectations. I think it's important for us to have realistic expectations and to not be so hard on ourselves that if there are moments that we're experiencing that are difficult, then that's okay. And also to look at the moments that we're experiencing that are wonderful, because it's easy to lose sight of those in the middle of the worry and the concern and the distress. And there are magical moments about Christmas and really nice moments. Sometimes people get a Christmas card and they think, oh God, I never sent that person one. Another way of thinking about it is, isn't it lovely that that person thought enough of me to send a Christmas card? So it's beginning to really notice what's going well. So I'm just thinking of when you were asking me about the three tips. So the first one is, you know, acknowledging things are difficult. The second one is asking for help. And then if I can just move to the third one, which would be taking the help. And that's very different from asking, because all of us can ask and we know people who ask and we give help and we can feel deflated if people don't take it. So there's very simple advice in terms of diet. We know that too much sugar affects mood. We know that alcohol has a huge impact on mood. So we know that as well, that exercise is very important in mood. So those three things, if we ask for help, people are going to suggest that we watch what we eat, we get enough exercise, enough sleep, and that we significantly reduce our alcohol intake. So it's very easy to get that advice. It's really important that each of us take it. So that would be the third tip that I would be emphasizing.
So we've covered asking for it, which is important, and taking that help when it is offered or given. What if a family member, obviously somebody may not ask for it and we'd want them to, but they won't. If a family member, what signs would they spot and how do they take it forward so that person gets help? What is the number one thing that they could do?
Okay. That's a really great question, Brian. Thank you for asking it. The most important warning sign if somebody is struggling is that they disconnect from the family, from friends. So if you or I or anybody listening notices somebody really changing in their behaviour, so they're withdrawing from the family, from friends, really help them reconnect. Even point out to them, I notice that anytime I ask you to go for a walk or whatever the thing is that they used to do, you say no. And not just letting them get away with, well, I don't feel like it. I think a lot of times we wait until we feel like doing something before we do it. But for instance, swimming, I go swimming. Loads of times I don't feel like going swimming. But I know when I go, I'll feel better afterwards. And we can say the same for any exercise. So if people are beginning to disconnect from others, as we're the people that will spot that maybe quicker than the person who's disconnecting. So helping them to do that. Another thing that people can do is beginning to actually learn about depression themselves and anxiety and helping their own mental health. And then they will be in a much better place. And again, I'd encourage people to look at the AWARE website for information on depression, anxiety, stress, and so that people then are informed. There are three things that are important in knowing what's okay, what's not okay. The intensity of someone's moods, the frequency and the duration. So is somebody behaving as they always behave, or is it something that's completely different, completely unusual for them? Is it something that is understandable, that maybe they might have had bad news, so it's understandable they're down? Breakup of relationship, for instance. Is it something that seems to be linked with alcohol or substance abuse? So the person, the family friend, family member or friend can be in a position to ask those questions. And obviously, really, it's really important that they encourage the person to go to their GP, because the GP is the person who is the trained professional to be able to diagnose what is going on and to be able to give the advice. And again, of course, it's up to the person to take the advice.
Can you just lastly shout out web address, phone numbers?
Sure. I'm not great on the phone numbers, so I'll do the website, www.aware.ie. There is a helpline with a phone number, and I know that after this interview, you'll have it. Thank you very much, Gurmila Mahag of Galair.
Thank you very much, Claire Hayes, Clinical Director with aware.ie. Thank you very much.